As Facebook faces a new onslaught of critical reporting, three other tech giants are under the microscope today over the safety of kids online. Executives from TikTok and Snapchat are appearing before Congress for the first time, and YouTube is represented too. Let's take a listen to Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut. He opened the hearing.
Parents of America cannot trust these apps with their children. And big tech cannot say to parents, you must be the gatekeepers, because parents should not have to bear that burden alone.
NPR's Miles Parks joins us now for the latest. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Scott. Good to talk to you.
So in this hearing, what was the mood for this, I presume, this grilling? We've heard lawmakers slam social media as the new tobacco.
Yeah, I mean, this issue of how social media companies and screen time more broadly affects kids is one of the most uniting issues in Congress. You never see a hearing like this where when you're hearing a lawmaker talk or ask questions, you can't even tell whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. And that was the case today. Every single person, this was not a hearing where the lawmakers were opening up with any sort of compliments. Everyone, it seems like every single lawmaker who was asking questions was angry. But I will say that actually nailing these executives down on things is a lot easier when there's ammunition. And on these platforms, as you mentioned, two of them have never testified before in Congress. But generally, even with YouTube, there's just a lot less research on these smaller platforms than there is on Facebook and Twitter, a lot less reporting, a lot less scrutiny. And because of that, lawmakers are kind of asking questions but don't have a lot of specific research or problems to point to. And so that allows for the executives to basically have a little bit of an easier time in a hearing like this.
So I guess in this hearing, given you've described, there is not too much data on some of these newer platforms. There is a long list of assumed harms to children posed by TikTok and Snapchat and YouTube. Access to harmful drugs, bullying, vandalism at school. Were there any moments where committee members seemed particularly angry?
Yeah, I want to center on one moment. There was a moment with Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar where she was centering on Snapchat and talking about how she had talked to a parent of a child who had bought drugs that ended up killing their child. So Amy Klobuchar is asking this executive about this, and the Snapchat vice president was basically like, yes, this is a problem. We're working with law enforcement, but also immediately couched it by saying, this is a problem on other platforms too. And that, to me, is pretty emblematic. You know, none of these companies want to be in the Facebook seat where the spotlight is on them. They want to couch all of these problems as kind of broader problems with the industry so they're not kind of at the center of the scrutiny. I will say I think TikTok probably received the most heat in terms of like how heated their questioning was, mostly from Republicans who are worried that the Chinese government has more access to the app's data than the company says it does.
All right, and tell us a little bit more about the people testifying. I mean, what else did they say to try to defend their policies?
Well, Snapchat talked a lot about how its interface opens to a camera and not to content posted by other people, which theoretically, in their eyes, lessens this feeling of, you know, a lot of research has pointed to potentially social media having this negative effect on teens or kids when it comes to comparing themselves to other people. YouTube talked about how in their YouTube for Kids product, autoplay is in the default off mode, which should help kids have a more healthy balance of how much content they're actually watching. Overall, they talk a lot about how good of a job they're doing, which is kind of jarring when it's juxtaposed against the lawmakers, who each one of them is kind of coming with a specific story of a constituent who's talked to them or a problem that their staff has uncovered. And I think that is, you know, pretty telling of the whole issue with the internet, with social media. A lot of these issues we talk about are anecdotal, and it allows for the companies to then say, you know, we have these processes in place, and it's actually not as big of a problem as you seem to be saying that it is.
And finally, I mean, often these hearings are moments for members of Congress to, you know, be angry and grandstand. Is there any indication Congress is moving to act?
I mean, there is. There were probably a dozen moments where lawmakers mentioned specific legislation that they're either thinking about or that they have introduced. I will say a number of times they tried to nail the companies down on, will you support this specific measure or will you support this piece of legislation? And almost every single time the company said, well, we agree with the spirit of that legislation, or we'd be happy to work with you on that legislation. But they were basically unable to get any of these companies to just say with a blanket support of any of the legislation that they're proposing. So there is still a divide here, but I will say it does seem like Congress is closer to acting than they were, say, a couple of years ago.
All right, NPR's Miles Parks, thanks so much.
Thank you.